Attempts to subvert state power is a pretty serious crime in China, but it is not well defined in the law, so it's open to all kinds of interpretations by the courts. Li Mingzhe had been building an online platform via a chat application that was called QQ, very popular in the mainland, where it is possible for followers to discuss Chinese politics and be critical of it. The Chinese Communist Party, which is in charge of China, wants some things to remain off-topic. First and foremost, the primacy of the party itself. So if you're going to talk about multi-party democracy, Western style, that's a no-go. And you can be quickly accused of subverting state power, so that's what happened to Li Mingzhe. In Taiwan, I got a reaction from the NGO Covenant Watch, that's an outlet where Li Mingzhe worked as a volunteer. They're checking if countries, especially Taiwan and mainland China, are sticking to the conventions of the two UN human rights covenants, the one for civil and political rights and the one for economic, cultural and social rights. Now, Lucy Yi is a researcher there. She knows Mr. Li personally.
We are very angry, but maybe not so surprised. But we are very angry that the Chinese government not only sentenced him to 5 years in prison, but also 2 years to deprive his political rights. When we think this is very ironic, because we know that China has not been very good in protecting the civil rights of their people, and in the sentence they deprive him of his political rights.
But in fact, Li Mingzhe got off lightly. According to Article 105 of the Chinese criminal law, he could have gotten up to 10 years. Jean-Pierre Cabestan, head of China Studies at Baptist University in Hong Kong, explains why he got off with only 5.
I think it's a lighter sentence than the mastermind in China because he was not responsible of this whole network. The guy in charge of the network in China got 7 years, so he got a heavier sentence. And Li Mingzhe was maybe an accomplice, not the major person who was mainly responsible. I mean, the head of the whole network. So that's why he got less. There may be a Taiwanese dimension. Maybe the Chinese wanted to send a message to Taiwan that the sentence is not as harsh as for a Chinese national because he's from Taiwan. And this guy is maybe a bit idealistic and naive, and so we have to be more lenient towards him.
So what does this do to the relations between mainland China and Taiwan? In fact, they're getting worse. And yesterday's sentence follows a proposal made on Monday by Taiwanese MPs to scrap the whole idea of unification between China and Taiwan out of a law that covers the relations between Beijing and Taipei. These lawmakers are with the ruling DPP party, which traditionally promotes independence. But, says Professor Shi Yin-Hung, a political scientist with the People's University in Beijing, even if Taiwan has a DPP president, Ms. Tsai Ing-wen, it's not likely that she will aim for a final split.
She had been a separatist, especially before she became president. But after she took over the administration, she has been responsible for Taiwan security. And her persistent policy after the last years has been to refuse to accept the 92 consensus with one China as its primary contents, which is defined by the mainland. But on the other hand, she also refused to publicly deny the 92 consensus with China. And her persistent ambiguous policy is to avoid the serious alienation from the United States and also avoid the mainland's punitive action, especially military action.
So this may explain why Li Mingzhe had a relatively light sentence. Beijing says, look, we have this Taiwanese guy, he could have gotten 10, we gave him 5. It's Beijing's way of saying, we don't push it to the utmost, now you do the same with this talk about independence. But in the end, both Beijing and Taipei know that if either side goes one step too far, a more substantive military threat from the mainland may be hard to avoid.